Reset Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities.
And bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
nesipata lekanzine nenzina mumama unamu wachisera ato musiki zuri sana lekanzine nenzina mumama unamu wachisera ato musiki tamu sana sechalosi 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 ndi boss sechalosi
Kihaora, assalamu alaikum, minglawa jambo. Welcome to Reset Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. This is Saturday today. This broadcast is brought to you live from Auckland, New Zealand. And a full house today. I'm Galoak Shol, and we have
Mariana
and
Juliana.
Yep, we will take you through 1 hour show, and it's very interesting. We will have interesting topic to talk about. You know, is stress and school exams.
Yeah. We've got this nice speech by this young lady from America.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
talks about school stress and comparing it to a monster. So that's
yeah.
Nice.
The reason why we bring this one because we have so many school children, and when they get into that, you know, they do not know how to handle it. It's something always there because you are given a lot of work to do and maybe you don't finish on time. Maybe you have other things to do. Some students also work full-time, some part-time.
Yeah, yeah.
Some, you know, they are busy with the family.
Mm-hmm.
And also we have mothers who are students as well. You know, this thing comes. It happens to everyone. So we are trying to discuss how you can manage it and also learn from those who went through the experience. So now we will play you a... Is it a 13-minute long video?
13 minutes.
Yeah, about something like that. And then we will share the ideas and discussions around that. So we will go ahead and play you the video and that audio, that lady from the U.S., and then we will discuss.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
You're taking notes at your desk. Or maybe you're going for a run. Or maybe you're in bed trying to sleep. And slowly, a tiny ball begins to form itself in the pit of your stomach. And with every note you take, with every step you run, with every breath you breathe, that tiny, dirty ball grows. It reaches itself up and around your entire stomach, growing so big that it fills every crevice of your insides until soon it bursts through the fine ligaments of your body, crawling over your shoulders and under your toes. It almost seems to explode from your body and take on a form much like Maury, the hormone monster from Big Mouth. For those of you who aren't familiar with the animated show, Maury is this big, creepy, hairy hormone monster that incarnates all the puberty-driven thoughts of the teenage protagonists. So, why am I talking to you about a hormone monster? Well, remember that tiny ball of exploding fire in Evil Revenge? That tiny ball is Maury's not-so-distant cousin. This shape that we see before our eyes after the explosion of that sphere, this shape is Marty, the stress monster. And in the next 15 minutes, we will be getting very close with our stress monsters. Today, with the help of our Martys, I will be exploring the idea of stress in academically challenging high schools. I want to understand how stress has become devalued in these types of environments, and propose how we might restore it to its original importance. Unlike other medical terms, stress is hard to define because of its subjectivity and its lack of measurable quantity. If we are speaking in a medical context, stress is a mental or emotional factor that causes tension on the body and mind. Because of the negative connotations associated with the word tension, stress is often immediately linked to having negative outcomes. Positive side to stress is rarely looked upon in comparison. As a result, in rigorous academic environments, stress takes on a very narrow-minded meaning, often completely devoid of the serious nature of the subject and in complete disregard to the good side of stress. So how do we avoid this limited understanding of stress? We look to the bad side of stress just as much as we look to the good. In order to understand how to balance the bad side of stress with the good, we first have to understand how the good stress has become lost in these types of environments. If I, as a student, were to ask a fellow student how they see or understand stress, they would often respond with something related to, stress is a negative factor in my life that is caused by an overload in school-related assignments. When I had teachers ask their students the same questions, the responses are always very similar. No matter who is asking them, students almost always associate stress with negative outcomes. Because of this, stress begins to lose its meaning. The more students use it to fight an assignment, whether it is a real reason or not, the less teachers see it as legitimate and the more they see it as an excuse. This leads to the devaluation and neutralizing of a word and condition that can carry serious consequences. To administrative leaders and to students alike, it becomes less and less clear whether we are speaking out based off real physical and mental concerns, or if we are speaking out under the premise of not wanting to do any work. This is the outlook inside the classroom. What if we were to look outside the classroom? Would the fight against stress be the same? The answer is no, quite the opposite. As opposed to fighting anything that could plant a seed of stress, outside the classroom, there is almost a competition for who has the biggest stress monster. This begs the question, how is it that these academic environments have become such stressfully competitive societies? Is it the sheer magnitude of high-achieving people? Is it outside sources of pressure? What is it in our academic construct that has created this culture in which behind the closed doors of the classroom we use stress as our defender, but as soon as we step out into the hallway with our peers, it becomes our ultimate weapon? As opposed to analyzing the evolution of education into these demanding environments, I am more interested in evaluating the overs and consequences of stress and looking at how they might be challenged. Again, how can we balance the good and the bad stress? We have defined stress in the medical context. We have looked at how stress is viewed in these types of high schools. Now it is time to grasp what is this good and bad stress. Generally speaking, stress can also be understood as a mental or emotional consequence, a mental or emotional strain resulting from adverse or demanding circumstances. Just like our first definition, this understanding immediately places stress in a negative light, pushing away all positive connotations. So, let's begin by understanding the consequences of the negative side of stress, also known as acute stress. When the brain detects a stressful situation, the stress response system kicks into action, releasing a hormone that tells your body how to react. Basically, your stress monster larvae jumps out right next to you in full battle armor, ready to attack the enemy. This system is key to understanding how to react in tricky situations. However, long-term use of the system can hold deteriorating effects. Deterioration of mental effects include a decline in cognitive functions, decline in emotional processing, and even an increase in substance use. Marty ends up being with you 24/7, dragging you down, making it hard to think clear. As teenagers are our primary focus, let's take a closer look at one of these mental effects that holds a prominent place in high school communities: substance use. When schools approach the topic of alcohol and drug use, they often take an educational approach. Administrative leaders hire outside intelligence to come in and educate the students on the effect X drug has on the brain. All is well. But what if the approach schools had was not to teach their students that drugs are bad? All students in environments such as our own know that drugs are bad, yet we continue to use them. What if instead schools took the approach of understanding what it is that is causing students to seek out these substances in the first place? Being able to understand or even just answer concepts like these often brings back the idea of stress as a contributor. Why are these intoxicating moments such key experiences of liberation? Because Marty isn't a part of them. Prolonged use of the stress response system can also lead to various physical effects, including migraines, weight loss, fatigue, and various other changes that I have witnessed for myself among my peers. This causes us to ask, how can we reject the presence of this evil side of Marty? And how do we find prolonged solutions to fixing stress that do not damage the integrity of our education? The answer to this lies in looking at the flip side of stress, looking to the good side of our Marty. The good stress is what psychologists refer to as eustress. In reality, stress is this burst of energy that sends signals to your brain and tells your body how to react. In small quantities, stress is great for helping you face daily challenges. When you're about to start a race or take a test, your brain is able to perceive some kind of outside pressure. This perception triggers your body to flow with the stress hormone, increasing heart rate and blood pressure, along with other reactions. Suddenly, your stress monster, Marty, is right next to you, amping you up and cheering you on. When we feel eustress, it is what we feel when we are excited. I mean, there is no threat of physical fear. When we feel this excited eustress, it is important to channel it rather than shrink from it as we do other stressors. With the harnessing of this kind of energy, we will become in control of the eustress. This control will allow us to propel further into the eustress-inducing activity, as well as differentiate it from acute stress. So, yes, there are two sides of stress. Positive, eustress, and negative, acute stress. Acute stress does not have detrimental effects if we find ways of quickly recovering from it. The fear in these high school societies is that there is no quick recovery. It is a constant rolling ball of stress that continues to accumulate as the curriculum continues to be taught. The obvious solution would be to change the style of curriculum in which students are educated. Although obvious, realizing this solution is challenging and slow. What isn't slow is perspective. We collectively, within each one of our academic communities and beyond, are capable of taking ownership of the devaluation of stress. We are capable of recognizing when Marty is giving us the extra boost we need versus when he's been dragging down our body for too long. The first step, in my eyes, to restoring stress to the true weight of the condition is exactly this. Putting into perspective the moments when we are using stress as an excuse versus when we are being honest about how our curriculum is affecting us. Once we, as students, are capable of doing this, the administration will then be able to reevaluate their own educational system and understand the areas in which they are pushing their students too far, the areas in which acute stress becomes chronic stress. The next time you're about to take a test, ask someone out. Submit a big proposal at work. I want you to stop yourself. Stop yourself for 5 seconds. For 5 seconds, allow yourself to recognize that feeling that your body, or your buddy Marty, is creating. That twist in your stomach, the quickening of your heart, your palms become a little sweaty. All this anticipation for what is to come. Don't shrink from it. Thrive in it. Expand from it. Milk it for everything it is worth. The most important thing, remember it. Recognize that feeling so that you have the power to be like, hey, this is eustress. Marty's doing a good job. Or, hey, hold on. Marty's really bringing me back into acute stress. Let's take a step back. I hope that with this, students and adults alike will be able to judge a situation well enough in order to determine whether they can put a positive spin on stress and channel it, or whether they need to take a step back before serious mental and physical consequences occur. Chronic stress in a teenager. Can you imagine that, Marty? Thank you.
Hi, welcome back. This was Reset Radio.
Yep.
And we were talking about school stress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's a good video. I mean, audio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was talking about how to cope with it as well, which is really helpful because now some mock exams for some schools and there's a lot of stress that is happening right now. Yeah, and
I think stress for school happens in so many ways. Some people, when the work pile up and they do not know how to finish it up,
mm-hmm.
So stress kicks in.
Yes.
You know how you wait, this one is so simple, I will do it tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, another.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I will take it to the next day.
That was me during the lockdown.
Don't do what you can do today. Don't put it for tomorrow.
Just tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you guys, you're talking about stress.
Yeah.
Yes.
Using a school stress, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's talk back home about the stress. First of all, coming 7 o'clock in the morning, attend to the school. This is if you come late. They are back in home. They are using heat, you know, stick.
No, I remember first day in school because they have a parade in the morning.
Yeah,
and then they will look at your nails. They have grown,
and they have ruler. The teacher had taken ruler with him. He hit you in the hand.
Tennis latches.
Yeah,
like really hard.
Yeah, let's go to the subjects. Okay, I think New Zealand, the subject is very simple and easy comparing to that subject in our home. We have in 12 subjects until year 12.
Wow.
Right.
12 subjects.
That is...
And you must take at least 7 subjects per day.
Same actually for Russia.
7, because you have 7 periods. Per day, and we have in 7 subjects until year 12, because year 12 is the finishing, and after that you go to university. We don't have year 13 like here.
And the worst part is nobody helps you.
Yeah,
you don't get any help.
Nobody help you. Mm-hmm. If you want to get help, you must pay for it for the teachers who's coming to learn for you in the home or something like this. You pay heaps of money. You paying for the kids. The third thing, the exams. It's a real exam from day one, from year one until year 13, real exams. I don't see any exams here.
No, and they have, mafudat.
Yeah.
How do you call it? Drama.
It's art.
It's like art. It's like about two stories, and then you have to memorize all of them word by word.
And you write it in the exam.
Wow.
Yeah. Word by word.
Maybe around
5, 6, 7 pages.
So difficult.
Yeah.
And the teacher hit you. You know, we bind some, like, we call it salt. It's salt. It's what the name of salt in English?
It's like a whip.
Whip. Mm. If you don't do your homework, you have 3 in the morning in any subject. If you don't do your anything in the asking for you, they will hit you.
Yeah,
and the worst part is that when you come back sad, and the parents will also add more.
Add more.
Oh my God! Yeah. Wow.
This is stressful for our kids down there. And when they go to university, they will get their freedom.
Yeah.
Most of them, they finish their university. Maybe let's say 40%, they will drop.
Yeah.
Because the freedom now, that's what they're searching for. And it's very hard and very stressful. And when my son and my daughter come here before 7 years and this, go to the school and come back to home, what they give is nothing.
Yeah.
They say to me nothing.
Yeah. And it's a big issue with when kids have school stress, they don't have anyone to talk to about it.
Yeah.
They can't get any help from parents, teachers, because teachers just give them more work.
Mm. Yeah. That's back in Russia, isn't it?
Yeah, but in here...
Because they follow the syllabus, the syllabus should be equal to everyone. So what they give out, it should be the same.
Yeah.
But people have different ways of understanding.
Yeah.
Some students understand quickly.
And some students don't understand.
Some, it's a progress.
Yeah. Now, I ask him, my son is in his year 12. He's taking five subjects. I said to him, what the five subjects? He said, math, what the other ones, physics, and those one.
Chemistry.
I didn't take chemistry, maybe next year. But because he's planning to go to university for study mechatronic. So he taking math, extra physics, those one. Mm-hmm. And I say five subjects, yeah. Every time I say to him this word, if I'm in New Zealand from I'm young, I'm now, I'm different. This is very easy.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Yeah. It's easy compared to other countries.
Yeah, very easy.
Yeah.
But the good thing about here, if you talk about it, you can get some help.
You get counsel in school.
You get counsel in school.
Yeah.
And they will try to find out what caused you the stress.
Yeah.
Because of too much work? Is it because of something else?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just because you make it up for yourself. Because you are prepared if you actually think about it. But because you are worried that you're not going to get it done, or you're going to disappoint someone, disappoint your parents, disappoint your teachers. Mm. You're trying to do your best, and then everything just falls onto you, and also you get other activities and chores and everything.
Mm.
And also some maybe teenage drama, like someone breaking up with someone, I don't know, friends want to hang out, and everything just, it's just sometimes, just too much, and then you just don't know what to do.
Mm.
Can't fall. She described it really well in that speech.
Yeah.
She said that you feel that in your stomach, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Yeah.
There is no any stressful in this country for study. Just hold on, get it easy. They will done the job day by day. You finish it.
Yeah.
And no comparison between here and there.
And it's also about balancing.
Yeah.
You know? It is.
You need to balance life.
Yeah.
Even if you are not in the school, balance life.
Yeah.
Do this, have time for movies, but not all the time.
Because if you just do study, and no break, then you're
No break, and then you're causing...
Yeah, and it's important to rest and sleep, because if you don't get good sleep, then you're going to not be able to focus and everything.
I think New Zealand, the easy curriculum in the world, to see. But they give it to you easily, but the knowledge, you get it from it, never forget it. Now, if you ask me what you're studying from year one, I forget everything. Because it's with force.
You
take it by force. You
Because exams...
Take it by this, you do it.
Yeah.
You must do it. Here, easy, take it easy.
And also you try to have some, learn how to do the tricks. Maybe you don't have to study during the, you study in advance.
Yeah.
And then when the exam comes, it's going to be like a review.
Revision.
What I really like about these schools' programs is that if you don't want, they won't make you study extra, from school.
Yeah.
Mm. After school, they won't make you study extra if you don't want to. But if you want, if you feel like you haven't, learned enough or you want to study more, you can ask for help. Mm-hmm.
And we'll have workshops.
You have workshops and all
They provide
that.
You with technically with all
of,
you need to pass.
All you need.
Yeah.
So that's a really big help.
Yeah. So
for uni students is a different ballgame, because they, the bar is set that high.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in uni in the US, we had two professors. They don't tell us when the exam is coming.
Don't tell you.
They don't.
No, but
pop in and say, take out a piece of paper, we have an exam.
So
every day you have to read.
That's being suddenly.
Wow. Yeah, every day
that
you have
to read. That is not nice at all.
One is economics and one is accounting.
Wow.
It's like they don't even tell you. They say you have to know.
Yeah.
And so the stress is that high. So what I used to do, like, I have to divide my 24 hours a day, you know, maybe 1 hour, go play with my friends. Maybe 1 hour, I do my chores and, you know, talk to people, call people. Yeah. Maybe 1 hour, some hours I go to the library.
Yeah.
And some hours go to work.
Yeah.
Like, spread, I just create that, and I have to read all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's spread it in between the hours.
Yeah.
So, wow. Like, develop your own tricks, you know, your own ways of managing it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So let's have a break with music now, and then we're going to have another video of teenagers from US sharing their experiences with school stress.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be good. Yeah. Stay tuned.
My name is Chris. I'm from Edinburgh. I'm 17 years old. I'm in sixth year in high school, and I'm studying English, music, media, and maths.
My name's Claire. I'm 16 years old. I'm living in Edinburgh. I'm in fifth year at the moment, and I'm studying maths, English, science, and ICT.
I'm Hannah. I'm 16, and I live in Edinburgh. I'm in fifth year in high school, and I study French, English, chemistry, biology, maths and physics.
My name's Jack. I'm in fifth year of high school. I live in Edinburgh. And I'm studying drama, English and maths.
After school, I'd like to form... I've got a band just now. I really want to get that off its feet.
Once I'm out of school, I'm hoping to go to uni and study primary teaching.
I think after school, I'd like to study something biology.
My aspiration would be to become an actor. It's kind of a dream of mine.
My current workload is really stressful. It's like I've got a lot of assignments to hand in by the end of this month. Plus, I actually have really bad panic attacks when it comes to lead up to exams. I find it really difficult. Like, I've actually been at the point of tears going into exams. It's been that bad for me.
At home, I can sometimes get a little bit of stress, a little bit of anxiety. Just with my parents, they can sometimes make things a bit worse by, like, you know, like asking me to do chores, but I really can't, and like they don't really get why.
Pressure, I get a lot of that at home and in school. It is mainly because they do think I can do well, and you know, I've told them like my future plans and everything, and they're all really supportive of it, but they're all just kind of expecting me to do well.
Certainly around exam time, exam and prelim time, you do tend to feel the pressure from the teachers. Any pressure that I do feel, it just keeps me focused on actually achieving the grades I want to achieve and doing my best.
Throughout their whole school life, it's kind of leading up to hires and the exams, and I'm kind of grateful they're coming because I just need to get it over with, but I just hope that I get what everyone wants me to get, really.
They kind of threaten with the idea that I'm going to go nowhere in life, which isn't something you want to hear. Like, they'll say, like, oh, if you don't get your head in and study, then you're not going to go to uni, you're not going to get a job, you're going to be on the dole kind of thing.
I think teachers could definitely help a bit more by putting things into perspective. I mean, there is going to be a life after exams. They're important, but they're not the be-all and end-all.
When I get stressed, my parents try to calm me down by saying, it's okay, we know you'll do great and you'll get all your A's, but that doesn't help. That just puts more pressure on me to just do well and not let them down. Like, it just takes no effort at all.
I wouldn't really know who to go to if I were to try and seek help. I just kind of, like, everyone else kind of seems to cope with it fine, so I don't see why I should act out for what I'm feeling. Like, I'd kind of feel like a bit of a failure, or kind of pathetic if I ask anybody, really.
I think teachers should understand that we have work from all our classes, you know, not just theirs. When we get work from every single class, it can just sometimes be too much.
A lot of people tend to just bottle it up. Maybe if there was, a lot more communication between the teachers and their students, and not from an academic point of view, as in how are you getting on with the work, it'll be how are you getting on.
Okay, hawra, assalamu alaikum, minglava, jambo, welcome back. This is Rosette Radio, brought to you by RCC on live on Planet FM, and we have been talking about stress and how you manage it.
Yeah.
So from the school point of view, kids or the school children are stressed out because of the schoolwork.
Yeah, but also sometimes it's just because everything is on them at once. And another cause that we just heard from a girl saying that teachers and parents and everybody expect you to know what you want to do in the future.
Yeah.
And then they tell you things that, like, if you don't know now, if you don't pick the right subjects, you're not going to go to uni, you're not going to get a job, you're going to stay you're not going to get a house or life. So it's just, and then exams are coming up, and then everything, and
And some students also do not know what to do. Like when they go to the unit, they do not have a preferred field. Like
that's
medicine,
hard.
Engineering, whatever, marketing, journalism, or anything. So they have no idea. So it's like a journey, you know. But you have to get a guidance, somebody guiding you through all that.
Yeah. So this actually had a fact, and then that one out of three 15 to 17-year-old kids do not have anyone or anywhere to ask for help when they are dealing with stress and other complications.
It's happening here.
If you are a student and you go through that, please don't keep it to yourself. Talk to somebody about it.
Hard to keep
it. Because the more you keep it inside, the more it's going to burn you.
The worse it gets.
If you talk to anyone, you're going to have a solution for something.
It helps a lot.
And also there's parents' pressure, you know. They want you to be the best, to be the best student. Because they come from a different angle, from different way of life.
Yeah.
Maybe they used to be like the very, because in those days it was so hard. You know, and they want you to go through the way they did. You know, everything is compacted, and they want you to go through that and want you to be the best. But, you know, you are trying to figure some things out, and it becomes too much.
Yeah.
It's just like,
Also, what I really liked from the video, I think there was a boy saying that, like, sometimes some teachers, they don't understand that it's not only them who give homework and like studies for the kids.
Yeah.
It's like every single teacher for every subject, you get little things to do and exams to prepare for. And teachers don't understand that it's not just their homework that you have to complete. And
Another 4, 6 or however many subjects you have.
Mm.
Yeah, teachers do that sometimes.
Oh God. Yeah, and I read somewhere, I think it was last year, that Japan is leading the world in students committing suicide.
Oh.
Because they do not make it to the mainstream universities.
Uh-huh.
And the pressure from the parents is
very
high.
Because it is serious. It's not a joke.
It's like if you don't make it, like, to Auckland Uni, commit suicide. No, it's
not
going to be like that.
Yeah.
No, that's life after
that's
that. Even
talking.
If you don't make it to Uni, there are so many ways.
There are other ways to live, so that's why I'm talking to my son like this. He's going to university next year, inshallah. And I say to him, I'm not going to choose for you anything from day one in the high school. This is your life.
Yeah.
See what you're going to have choice. Just if you need any advice, come and ask me. And he select what you want. For my daughter now, she's confused because year 10 is confusing sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
But I told her that's from this year 11, you must choice medical, art. It's up to you. This is your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just I'm guiding to you until you finish your university. After that, bye-bye. <You're lying. laughs> This is what you chose. Because in the future, you say to me, you chose for me. Why you chose for me? This is what happened to us.
Yeah.
Back home. This is what happened to me exactly. I need to study, and I already to be a pilot. My mom said to me, I don't found you in the ground. Can I found you in the sky? So you are not going to be a studier. Any pilot, and they offer for me to study outside Sudan, and but already mom said that, so I stick with her and I stay home. But it's okay.
I remember there was a Lutheran World Federation is an organization that would bring seeds to the farmers, and he would come to our village with the seeds. I think every season he comes, and he's a very annoying guy. No one gets along with him. And then I told my mom, she asked me, what do you want to be next time when you go to uni? And I said, I want to study agriculture. She said, you want to be like that stupid guy?
Wow, that's sad.
That's
really sad.
It's
sad. You want to be like that stupid, annoying guy? I said, no.
See, it's different from here.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah, that's good.
So, yeah.
But it's really nice that students in New Zealand get help if they ask for it, and it's easier to find help.
Yeah.
And now, as in this time, it's a bit more open with parents. Parents don't usually force their kids to do something. I mean, they do it less than...
This generation is so difficult to lead.
I tried to make some research here. What are the ways to manage or reduce your stress or anxiety?
Yeah.
One of them is make sure you have plenty of time when you come to exams.
Plenty?
Plenty of time.
Plenty of time
that,
to do
what? What that mean?
Like you get prepared.
Ah.
It's not like, this is the thing.
Don't
it's
rush.
Like even you can come very early.
Yeah.
It's like, calm and, try to be yourself try to calm down.
Yeah.
The other thing is have enough sleep.
Sleep and water.
It's not like 2 hours and then that's done.
Yeah, and also hydration, water is really important as well for your health.
Yeah.
Mm. And
for your mind.
Yeah, and health in general as well.
But sleep is very important.
Yeah.
At least 8 hours and go to exam.
Yeah, before
exam. You find everything is organized. Mm.
Yeah. Like every time, have enough time to sleep.
Yeah. And also, really if you focus too much on study... Nothing but study is also not always good.
It's really unhealthy, I think, to focus on just study.
Yeah, it's just not always really good because you focus on that and then you keep stressing about it more. But when you, stop and do something else and then come back to it, then you get a bit more of a fresh, free mind.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
And also, like that lady in the speech said... that sometimes you just need to breathe and give yourself just 5 seconds. Just stop everything and just 5 seconds.
Take deep breaths.
Yeah.
And I think during the exam period, you don't stop the thing you love.
Yeah.
Don't stop the things you love. Yeah. That's, if you like to go to the gym for 1 hour, do it. If you want to play something, do it. And just for 1 hour, just to refresh yourself and your... You're going to back again.
Yeah. And,
yeah, that's good. That's a good idea, is what you're saying now.
Yeah, I'll get us some music, and then we'll come back.
Yeah.
I'm waiting now, saving all my precious time, losing light. I'm missing my same old us before we learned our truth too late. Resigned to fate, fading away. So tell me, can you turn around? I need someone to tear me down. Oh, tell me, can you turn around? But either way, hold me while you wait. I wish that I was good enough. If only I could wake you up, my love, my love, my love, my love. Won't you stay? Tell me more, tell me something I don't know. Did we come close to having it all? If you're gonna waste my time, let's waste it right and hold me while you wait. I wish that I was good enough. If only I could wait. My love, my love, my love, my love.
This is you, this is me, this is all we need. Is it true? My faith is shaken, but I still believe. This is you, this is me, this is all we need. So won't you stay and hold me while you wait?
Hello, welcome back. This is Reset Radio, brought to you by ARCC, and we've been talking about stress and school.
Stress and how you manage it. One way, have enough sleep.
That's the only way.
Also, like, take breaks while you're studying.
Take breaks.
That is a really important
thing. Balance your life.
Learn
how to effectively study.
And also ask for help is a really important one. Coping with something like stress.
Watch what you eat, your diet. Because some food, like, will add more.
If you have an unhealthy diet and unbalanced sleep, then stress will add on more and it will create health problems now or later in life.
Try to balance whatever you do. And if you have it, please don't keep it with you.
Share it
with somebody. Go to school, you will get help. Because you know you are not in this by yourself.
Don't be afraid to talk to anyone. No one's going to judge you. Everyone's just there to help.
Everybody goes through that, but there are only different ways to manage
Even your teacher go through that thing.
He's
not superior. He's a normal guy.
And today is 8888. You know, 8-4 times.
It's
an event. 8888 event. That's the name of the event.
They say
that's Myanmar. Burmese community, Myanmar Gonye community of Burmese community, they have an event today, 8888. So this is August 8, 1988.
1988.
Yeah, August 8, 1988. You know, you have 8-4 times. August 8, 8 August
1988.
Wow. 1988.
Yeah, that's why they have 8-4 times. Yeah. So what's the
name of the event? 8888 event.
8th August 88.
Cool.
88.
That's cool.
So this was a time Myanmar was in war. In civil war and the
1998
human rights was so bad, and so there was a protest, you know, fighting for democracy and the rule of law, and a lot of people died because the government killed
1988.
And so they are here to they now
they remind
every year they remember that day. Remember those who died for the fight for the democracy, rule of law. And it's like the democracy is a process. It has not come yet.
Until now, they don't come in.
And they are not alone. So many countries are going through that. Sudan, in particular, it went through that. In
30
country,
years.
You know.
1989. Yeah, 88. The government taken by Omar Bashir in 1989.
June 30th.
June 30th. We found the military in the street. What's happening, guys? They taken the government
so
from the democracy.
So if you walk in groups of, like, if two of you go to the shop, they will stop you, the security.
Stop us, but
why two of you? Why not one? What are you talking about?
Are you talking about something?
Are you trying to overthrow the government? Tell us, or we will take you to the security headquarters for interrogation. You have to answer some questions.
Just because you walked there,
don't do anything stupid. You comply with whatever they say. Otherwise, they can just shoot you, boom, boom, and go.
Yeah, because there's no democracy.
Yeah, no democracy. That's it.
Just not
I remember 1990 in March, after they take the government, we wake up in some noise of guns, like this. And it's around 6 o'clock in the morning. And so we go to the street and see a taxi car. They say they shoot the taxi and everything, and the guy die and everything. They say the guy is not stopping. Shoot him for everything damage.
Terrible.
Yeah, wow. That's normal terrible. At that. It's very normal. He didn't stop. Maybe he's in rush. He didn't see the police or see them.
So they just shot him.
Shot him.
Oh, one time they stopped a guy who is deaf.
Yeah.
Because he could not even hear to kill him.
Oh my God! That's
That's crazy.
That's terrible.
Terrible. Why would you do that to human beings like you? Because you want to rule them. Why do you want to rule people by force? Just do the good things and people will remember you. Why do you want to be remembered because of the bad things?
I don't understand those people.
That's not right.
Yeah.
And last week there was a Sudanese Eid, right?
Yeah. This is Sudanese Eid. We have a celebration in our
Society. I went there. It's like Eid. And this is where Sudan is very different from the rest of the countries.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whatever you celebrate, whether it's Eid or Christmas or New Year, people come together.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter your religion, that's up to you. But, you know, people come together. So I went there, and it's so good because, you know, it's not about the religion. It's about the people.
Yeah. Well, we are saying that's Eid, but I think it's for the community day. We need the community, all the community come together.
Yeah, and because what is God? God is about people too.
Yes.
You know?
It's not about Eid or something like that.
It's not about individual. It's about love and care.
Because in Sudan, we are celebration also Eid and we celebration Christmas and New Year. Every the things we celebration together.
Yeah.
And we go into the people in their places and celebrate with them.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was a nice talk today we had. We've talked about stress, and please don't be afraid to get help if you do have...
Yeah, share it with anyone. Yeah. Don't keep it to yourself. You know, it can get worse.
Yeah.
And it's good to get help.
Yes.
Yeah, anybody can get it, but don't keep it for yourself. Share it.
Yeah.
And look for
that's,
help.
That's the right way to...
Yeah. So this comes to the end of our program, and next week we will be back same time, same place, same hour, and thank you for following us on the Facebook and online, and we are always there. Next week we will be talking about abortion.
Yes.
Very hot topic.
Abortion.
So
very hard.
Come and join us, and If you can call in too, and we can be able to talk to you. We can bring you.
So you can go to the website and also leave some requests for songs, or if you want to come to the studio, or anything you want us to talk about. So just feel free to do that.
That's right.
Also, if you liked any podcast, you can download it.
Yeah.
And share it.
Yeah.
Cool.
If you want to tell us anything you want to share with us, come on, bring it on.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Good. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next time.
See you next
time. Okay, bye.
Hurting, it kills me how your mind can make you feel so worthless. So, before you go, was never the right time. Whenever you cold, went little by little by little until there was nothing at all. Our every moment, I start a replay. But all I can think about is seeing that look on your face. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. Well, time can heal, but this wound.